barley again and was so excited for him to taste this that, you know, he had never had whipping cream before with sugar in it. And Prabhupada was teaching us how to be very disciplined people, but, you know, I was so excited that I implored him to dip his finger into this bowl of whipping cream. You know, in the, I don't know where, I, you know, I don't think it was in the bathroom, but it was, you know, it was an inappropriate place. It was maybe in the living room, and it hadn't been offered, and so he would, you know, dip his finger in there and go, oh my. And, you know, his eyes would get so big. And, you know, it was just, I so enjoyed just,
And I remember the artichokes. Oh, yeah, anyway, I'm hearing a story about artichokes. I don't know, they'll have to tell me. So, you know, that was the kind of relationship we had. And it was very different than I noted one what he had with Yamuna. Yamuna, he was quite a disciplinarian with her. And, of course, she had such responsibilities. I wasn't like that. I was, you know, when I asked him, do you have any children? I mean, he didn't miss a beat in saying, you are not my child, you are not all my children. And then, you know, the sincerity, it was just, you know, it was enough to just, oh, it was like going home. It really was to have that kind of response. It was so real and nobody could ever take that away from him. You know, nobody was going to walk away from that, or nobody could take that away from you. That kind of unconditional love was just extraordinary. And as we all know today, 30 years later, or with the little kids in this room, you know, and they have many years to go, unconditional love is a gift. And it's just so rare. So anyway, I found today that if we were sitting around the room reminiscing about these stories, that I would start something and Malati could finish it for me. And that's the first time in 32 years that I've had someone to do that with. I mean, Yamuna and I do that, but Yamuna and I are sisters, and so, you know, Yamuna and I have cooking to talk about and that kind of thing. Yep. So Malati says, I am not your sister. So, yeah. Touché. So, anyway, it was a lovely day, and I'm kind of just totally overwhelmed.
I remember one time when Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the airport lounge waiting to go back to New York, and he had his ticket in his hand, and he reached over his shoulder and took his ticket away from him. And you walked off like you weren't going to give it back to him, and Prabhupada got really alarmed. He thought for sure, because you were such a naughty girl all the time with him, that you were stealing his ticket. He was very seriously concerned you weren't going to give it back to him.
Now you can't go, Swamiji.
Listen, I want to say something about my sister and I. We Jamuna. I left Krishna consciousness because I was disillusioned with, believe me, it was not Prabhupada. I was disillusioned with some other issues. And so I left Krishna consciousness, and it was my sister and Dina who brought me home again. And through consistently just being kind and loving and humorous and sending me, you know, books to read and just sending me invitations to come up and play with them and be in their association, Yamuna and I have a much deeper relationship than cooking, so I don't ever want to diminish that or undermine that. And Dina is absolutely my sister as well. And it has brought Berger and I both well into the arms of Krishna consciousness again. So I just wanted to say that.
You have a story about the early days? I think what's been being brought out here also is that we have to remember from those days how lenient Srila Prabhupada was with us. how he slowly brought us into Krishna consciousness by just through his love and his beauty and his charm. Maybe you can remember some of the some story.
So I'll go back to New York. This is day two. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I walk into Srila Prabhupada's apartment. I still have on the mini skirt and the tank top, and it's really hot. So I've never liked heat, no matter what. Anyway, he overlooks the dress, and he said, "Please come into my office." So there's two rooms, a bathroom, and a galley kitchen. And you go into this other room, there's a little grass mat on the floor, and in front of it is a metal trunk. And that's Srila Prabhupada's office. And on top of his metal trunk are a few pieces of his personal possessions, and they're all very impeccably placed. I remember looking very neat, but very Spartan, very much like one would think a sage, not very many possessions. But in the corner, it was the right-hand corner end of his trunk, was a stack of cards. These days, the hippies didn't really think of using business cards. It wasn't even on the menu. So Srila Prabhupada picked up a card and he handed it to me with great pride and said, "The International Society for Krishna Consciousness." And he said, "I'd like to give you one of my cards." And I said, "Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it." He said, "Would you like some more?" And I said, "Okay." He said, "Do you have some friends you can give them to?" I said, "Well,